Hi, Project Runway lovers. We are here to recap 15 seasons of Project. Can you believe it? Season 15, episode 1, Project Runway. Here we go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Long before we're gone. Still learning the lyrics, the perfect illusion.
We love you, Lady Gaga. We love your fashion, your spirit, and your fierceness. I'm Amanda Fields, model, host, lover of Project Runway. I'm here with
Michelle Uberest
and
style expert Dan Bevy.
Yes. And we are so excited that you guys are tuning back in with us. We are so excited to bring you the fashion, the details, the drama, the editing of the fabric. We can't wait to get into it.
I know, it's so good to be back because I like Project Runway compared to Project Runway All-Stars. I think there's more diversity in the designers, and I love meeting new designers and seeing fresh texts.
And these designers are so exciting. You guys, casting this year, I'm loving it. Every personality, every different style of design, I'm just really into it. And it's responding to what's going on in fashion right now.
I agree.
Who are the favorites, Michelle? Who are you liking?
I like Aaron.
Yes, I love Aaron and I love Tasha.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's her name. I'm getting used to all their names.
I know, it's hard at first. Yeah. There's so many.
I'm like scrolling through, like, there's so many. And you know who else surprised me? Brick.
Yeah, surprised long, you in what way?
The flowing locks of curly blonde hair. I like that he took a risk. Everybody was into those glittery pants, but the judges weren't so into it. We'll get to that later. But I like how Brick seemed to give it a lot of spirit, a lot of energy. He kind of was like, you know what? I like glitter. People respond to glitter because they think it reminds them of looking for water.
Yeah, I don't know so much about that, but I mean, I love glitter too. I think it's just human.
And I think it's definitely a gay thing as well, because as soon as I heard he was doing glitter, I'm like, oh, I love the glitter.
You guys, you can't go wrong with glitter with this panel. We love glitter.
Yeah,
totally.
Just give us more glitter.
And quickly, who are we just kind of looking at that we're not liking so far? Is anyone that we think is a bit mediocre, a bit average, shouldn't be there?
Unfortunately, I mean, I was really rooting for Lawrence because she is a model turned designer.
Yeah.
But I was not very excited about her dress. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think she can do things that will surprise us. That's the cool thing about Project Runway is there's people that in the beginning might not draw your attention, but they're there. They're trying their best. They're going to hear from the judges and what they like, and maybe next week they just turn it a whole new direction.
I think that's true, especially when they're starting in an unconventional challenge. Mm-hmm. And the very first challenge, there's no learning curve. You're just thrown into this. You don't really think about what you're doing all the time.
Yes.
So you may not get, even though this is supposed to be your signature look, you're introducing yourself to the world, you may not really take advantage of that chance to express that.
I think unconventional week and using the unconventional materials is always my favorite.
It is, me too, but yeah. I don't think it's a good, like, opening episode for the designers.
See, I disagree, because I'm obsessed with Tina Knowles. Love Tina Knowles, and I'm obsessed with Beyonce.
You mean the designer for Destiny's Child?
Yes. And I love that how she all started is because she grew up quite poor. And obviously she made money, and then Beyonce is obviously Beyonce now. But she just started turning unconventional materials into beautiful costumes for Beyonce when she was growing up. And it's making lemonade out of lemons.
I agree. Oh. And I think that's cool. But I don't think every designer has that strength.
Totally, yeah.
And so I feel like the first episode, you should be able to showcase your strength.
Yeah, yeah. I think I agree with you with that. But we'd love unconventional week, but maybe not for the first episode.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
However, I love that it kind of just made them all go in a different direction. I think some of the judges were mentioning that it had them right away out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
Right away going for the unconventional materials and going farther with their creativity. So that was interesting to watch. But I think as a designer, Michelle, tell everyone how that might feel.
Well, I wonder if they knew what was going on, because they have this big party, they walk in, there's all this weird stuff. No one's, like, trying on wigs or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And on Under the Gun, we have the same type of thing, but, like, after a couple episodes, you know, like, oh, okay, this is a challenge, or what is this?
Yeah,
what's
yeah.
going on, mm-hmm. you know? But for these designers, I wonder if they're just like, oh, cool, it's a party.
Yeah, and grab a glass of champagne, yeah.
Because if yeah. I knew, I'd walk in, I'd be, like, eyeing stuff already, like, yeah, I could, I wouldn't even be talking to anybody. I'd be thinking, like, what can I make out of this stuff?
Yeah.
However, I think... That. Since it has been 14 seasons, this is season 15.
Some people don't watch.
Maybe they would know that, you know, because some of the beginning episodes have been take apart your apartment. Take
yeah,
apart.
Yeah.
Bring, you know, come to a party and wear your favorite outfit and just deconstruct it.
But I also think, like, you're so excited to start that you're maybe not thinking that way. And you're
okay.
also, you've seen it, but it's hard. It's different when you're having to apply that.
Yeah, it's different to know. Process. But I like how they took interior design and turned it into exterior
Ooh,
design.
Ooh, that sounds very, very smart. Do you know what I really want to do? I just want to start breaking down the looks.
Yes.
I'm not into the preparation. I'm not into the all the behind scenes stuff. I just want to see what went down the runway and
yes.
I want to judge it.
I want to judge it. I want to give it all my critique. I just wanted to say that was one way to clean up a party, but I think they kind of left
more
of a
mess.
Mess.
Yeah.
But that moment of Heidi and Tim having their champagne out of the bottle was... everything. Okay, we can totally get into the designs. I think we have one of the designs up on the screen right now.
Voila!
And that is actually Tasha's look.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think?
Well,
here's our little runway rundown.
I thought it was good, but I did not think it was excellent.
Okay.
I thought it kind of was one of the more average looks, but I love the pants.
Really?
Yeah. I think they're hot, hot, hot. I love what she's doing with her waist there, with the, what's it called? I'm bloody forgetting, the triangular down, because it really cinches her in. And I think she's got a very cool look about it, but I don't know, it just doesn't seem to flow together. The top and the pants don't seem to match. I think she should have gone more simpler with the top, because the pants are such a statement, and they would have shown out more, and they could really stand out as a statement piece. But I'm going to give her a 6 overall.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think this designer, it could be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Coming up. I think her customer, like, she definitely knows who it is. It's kind of this cool, younger, hip girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the pants. I love how it's really dark, but
yeah.
When it's walking the runway, you're seeing these little bits of shine and stuff like that. Yeah, I didn't love the top as much either. I don't know if it's, like, the fit... because I think the print's fine. And I think the addition of the little bag was kind of... a cute little suck-up thing to do. I think it was kind of smart. And I don't know if they gave her the stuff or she picked out the letters from
yeah,
other
yeah.
things or what, but it was, I think it was like kind of like the cherry on top for that outfit. I gave it a 7.5.
7.
The bag was created from director's chairs.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yeah.
And you guys, if you're just listening and not tuning in, you probably watched the show, but the top was created from a pillowcase. And I like the way that the print recreates a look of a necklace.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
It is cool.
It looks like very tribal, beaded, and it is kind of like a handkerchief hemline with the shirt. And then the pants, oh my gosh, I like how Savannah Guthrie, the guest judge, she said, too legit to quit. Totally MC Hammer pants, right? But I love the shape. I love the attitude of this girl.
Right.
I'm not nitpicking it so much because it is unconventional materials and it is the first episode. I like the spirit of this woman
right.
that she's created. And I think that to me is more important than like, okay, I don't know about this, I don't know about that. For me, as far as a designer point of view, I give it an 8.
Mm-mm. Do you know what's actually one thing I do like about it is you can, as you were saying, Michelle, is that you can see her aesthetic as a designer. You can
yeah.
see who the personality
yes.
that she's creating for. And one of the most important things as a designer is you should be able to know just by looking at their outfit who it is without
yeah.
seeing a label. And I think we'll definitely be able to say whenever we see her outfits throughout this whole season, that is hers. We could always guess. And
yes. Oh, sorry. I wanted to say, I like how Tasha has her little catchphrases already. She saw Tim Gunn. She's like, hey, boss man.
She's already like working on the branding so she can get mugs and all that coming out
yeah.
afterwards. Yeah.
yeah. We're all about Tasha. Hashtag Tasha.
And just one last thing about the pants. They actually remind me, if kind it just sounds a bit of a weird thing, but if Hervé Léger and Yeezy combined, I feel like it's like Hervé Léger, no, Yeezy for Hervé Léger. Yeah. Like,
I feel like
it's the two come together. Yes. Can you see that? Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's a good combination.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? In the workroom, these pants to me looked horrible. The colors and the things. So it's really funny. It's like what the process you go through in such a short amount of time to change things sometimes can really make or break it.
Okay, let's go to the next look. Yeah, we have 16 looks today. Oh my gosh. Now this picture, okay, we have, oh my gosh, what is his name?
Ma Jing.
Ma Jing. And let me tell you, Ma Jing is amazing.
I call him Ma Jing.
Yeah, amazing.
Ma Jing.
Amazing. Looking at this, I love how it has texture. I love that he created this texture just from magazines. Mm-hmm. And it really looks like a fabric that was gathered together and ruched up and pleated and tucked and all the great stuff that you would do to a fabric. I think it looks cool. I think it's reminiscent of something coming down the runway from Monique Lhuillier or even Carolina Herrera. It's very chic. And you would never know from, you know, across a room that it was magazines.
And she got an orange lip on. Is that orange lip? Yes.
It's an orangey red.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Danny, that's so on trend.
And they were talking about it in the hair and makeup room. They were saying, you know, this is the color I want. He even held up the shoes and he matched the lipstick to the shoes, which I like. I like that it's, you know, he's not being too matchy-matchy because that's all the way down at her feet. So that's cool.
Yeah. What do you think, Michelle?
I liked it. I wasn't, like, super stunned because I feel like it is the somewhat basic too.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like it looks very runway, and especially with the styling. But I feel like it was just a little bit. He could have pushed it just like a tiny bit farther for me.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Whereas I actually really like it. I think less is sometimes more.
It is.
And
sometimes.
I am a Parisian man. I love Paris, and she looks like she's ready for a night out at the hottest club in Paris.
Ooh, she is.
So I actually gave it an 8, and it also kind of reminded me of Spring Carnival. You know, like in Melbourne, they have the Spring Carnival, so you could even do maybe
there's
pushing
a Spring Carnival in Melbourne? Yeah,
yeah, like in the Oaks, yeah, it's like the Kentucky Derby type thing,
yeah,
and they're all known for the hats and stuff. So I reckon that's how he could have pushed it. He could have done a headpiece with that.
Yeah.
And I think that would have elevated it, but she looks like she's ready for a night out at the hottest club in Paris.
For
so
sure.
I'm an 8.
And for me, I am so happy that he gave her a waist.
Yes.
And he gave her that nipped in black little belt because otherwise
Without it
would have looked like a column of crazy.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. It's the perfect illusion. Perfect illusion.
I would give this one actually an 8 as well. I forgot to give my number.
Michelle.
I gave a 7.
7, yeah.
A 7.
I'm hard to please.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You're looking for more. Well, let's go to the next one and give us some more. Now this. Oh my God. Who was the designer? Oh, this was Robéry Parra. And you know what? I like the shape. I'm not saying that women want to go and wear this.
Yeah, hide it.
But I think coming down a runway, it does look different.
No, she looks
at
fat.
Least. Well,
she's a model.
Tell me how you really feel. But I like that he went somewhere at least with the shape. Other than that, I wasn't really excited. But it was kind of cool. I'm just going to give this one a 6.
What? I'm 3.
A 3, okay.
Yeah, I didn't even feel the need to critique it, because I think you just look at it and you just go, yeah.
You just really think it just looks like lanterns all over her?
It's just so much. I don't even know what to look at. But the first thing I notice is I'm like, you know, I think all shapes and sizes are beautiful. But I think she's walking down the runway, and I think she looks like a plus-size model. Oh,
yeah,
she looks big. She
I
looks
can
big.
See how it makes her
like
body
she's a
look
tiny
big.
Girl, and you want to show off that beautiful body, and she looks.
But what if you're in the mood to not show off?
But who wants to look 3 sizes bigger? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes like no woman wants to look 3 sizes big. It does nothing for it. It's just an. Oh, no, I'm just a 3.
You're
I don't even want to
fan.
Give that the attention.
Okay.
Michelle.
Yeah, I gave it a 6 as well, because I agree with you. It does kind of look like a hot mess, but I feel like there is something like. There's an artistic vision there. And
yes.
I think, like, less is more in this instance. And I don't think all the proportions are right. I think there's a cool idea. And when I saw it on the dress form, when it had less pieces on, it looked better.
You're right, yeah.
I think it could... And I think the colors are fine together. It kind of reminds me of, like, a Da Vinci painting or something.
Ooh.
You know, like the Starry Night.
I like... Yes, I was going to say, it looks like a sun. in the sky.
Yeah, it's just, it's not quite refined, and it's like he just needs to, like, hone that artisticness in and edit.
Okay.
Do you know what? It's so funny because I felt like I was just at an art expert was just, you know, kind of showing this piece and trying to sell it to me. Because when you did reference it to Starry Night and a Da Vinci piece, it was like, oh, now I can kind of see where he was going. Whereas before you said, I just looked at it and looked at it as a hot mess. But now I can actually see the vision behind it.
Yeah. This is why we need Michelle.
This is why we need Michelle, because like, it's executed very poorly. But now I'm like, okay, I can actually see your aesthetic as a designer. You just haven't pulled it off.
Yeah, yeah, I think if he took a lot of time and practiced a lot and tested things out, he'd get it much better. And I think he'd see it.
There we go. You made me do the hokey pokey and turn it around. Oh, yeah, I've now changed.
Yeah.
Yes. Woo!
Okay, the hokey pokey. Okay, next up. We have Erin.
Yeah. My favorite.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
It's bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Oh, we love it. It's just so cool, right? And I thought it was one dress, but I think looking at it now, it's actually two pieces,
maybe.
Right? Yeah. It's a skirt and a top. This dress, if you guys haven't seen the episode, you should look it up. Hashtag designer Erin. Because she decided to go with yellow. And she not only went with yellow, but she went all the way. And I love that she didn't go with, like, too many different colors of yellow. It's just kind of tone on tone. And she went with these cool wigs to create this look of fur. And I like how she went off the shoulder.
Yeah.
She cut gumballs in half and decided to glue them onto the fabric one by one. Tim Gunn was really worried about her use of time, but she managed it in a beautiful way. And I think this is a cool girl who's also chic. She's ready for an upscale night out. And I think that any, you know, celebrity would want to wear something like this if it was a really edgy red carpet
Rihanna
event.
Would love to wear that.
Rihanna, in a second, she would wear it. And any young starlet with a body like that. I think this is definitely a 9 because it is this again, the spirit of it is really cool. And, you know, I like when designs give something to you that's more than just the design. It's also like a feeling of, wow, I want to be her.
Mm-hmm.
So I love it.
I loved it. I gave it a 10. This was the first thing that walked out on the runway that I was like, wow.
You
get that, like, wow feeling. The other stuff was like, okay, it's cool, and you think about it. But this is, like, it emotionally hits you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bold. I mean, it was yellow is, like, I would... It's hard to approach.
You know,
it's scary. And she totally owned it. It's really dramatic, yet it's totally controlled. She, you know, it looks very chic and put together, but really when you break it down, there's all these tiny details. Like at the bottom, there's little fringe and stuff, but it looks so clean and perfect and editorial and high fashion to me. And I'm just going to say I want Erin to win the whole thing.
Oh, absolutely. she's a standout. As soon as I saw that,
yeah.
And that's, Nina Garcia was right when she said, so could have had a Big Bird vibe.
Yeah, this is so thoughtful.
Yeah, because I mean, like, the wigs, she so could look like Big Bird.
I was scared.
It could have.
She's like, oh, I have all these crazy wigs, and I'm like, oh, girl.
Calm down. I'm like, Erin,
don't do this.
But judging by what Erin had in her portfolio previously, I was like, I think she could pull it off.
Yeah, but it's, you know, just a top.
But you never know.
I mean, I never give a 10 because I just, I just can't. I don't think you give a 10, but I gave it a 9 because just because we haven't seen more from her, she might be. I just think it's flawless, but I am going to give it a 9 just because
I can see this like in a magazine right now.
Yeah.
So
yes.
That's why it's very editorial, as Nina likes to
Anna
say.
Anna Wintour would love that. She'd be because she loves the color. She would just like be kissing Erin's feet.
It's a trick to be good at color. Yeah,
love it. Beautiful.
Next, and this is Brick. And let me tell you something. I was really loving the way that he included hat brims as shoulder treatments. He made it a cool shape. And the judges were totally right on when they said it was two different looks together.
Absolutely.
However, I think it kind of works in some weird way. I don't know if I'm like drinking the Kool-Aid or something, but I really
I think so.
I like the look. I mean, it's weird. And funky.
It's definitely weird.
I think the pants are going to a different party than the top.
Mm.
But you know what? If you're shopping and they're two separate pieces in the store, they both work. But I don't know. I think those pants are more sellable.
Yeah, for sure.
This is a look that is cool but questionable. So I would say 5.
Yeah, I give it a 5, too. I like the pants. I like the idea, but it is kind of a basic idea. I'm going to make some pants, put some glitter on them. I mean, Okay, cool, whatever. I think the proportion is kind of weird on the pants or the shoes or something that's going on down there. The first thing I thought, too, was they're two different girls, and then the hairstyle also makes it kind of weird in the makeup. The top, to me, just looks really costumey. Yeah. I like the idea of using the ball cap rims, but it just, the rest of the top doesn't, it doesn't exude, like, elegance or, you know, expensive look. It just kind of looks like those cheap kind of like armor costumes you see like on Etsy, you know, for like LARPing and stuff.
And so maybe the top, the top of her, he was like Game of Thrones, and the bottom is, he was like, I don't know, we're going to a Pat Field party.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I just, it was too weird for me, so I gave it a 5.
Do you know what it kind of reminds? It's very DIY. It's kind of like the girl at school that's, you know, the designer at school and makes her outfit for the party.
Oh,
she's terrible.
No, that's, that's not good.
And this is what's concerning to me is this is your showcasing who you are as a designer. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it doesn't, you know, because obviously we could sort with some up. The you other know, pieces, if they weren't executed perfectly, you could see what they were trying to, what's he trying to say as a designer?
Rick is saying he doesn't know who he is yet. Well, I think that's what he's saying.
I think so, too, yeah. I mean, this could have been cool if it was, like, a gown with those shoulders and the gown was glittery or something. Something a little more, like, elegant. But to me, this is just, like, really schizophrenic.
That's concerning to me. You don't know who you are? Like, as a designer, that's your first job. You've got to work that out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, moving on, we don't have all of the pictures today, and we will get them for you next time. But we're going to talk. Those are some of the most tweeted about looks.
They're
we wanted
the most
to feature
buzzed,
those.
Yeah. So now we're
going to.
Yeah.
So next up is Jenny Rossetti, and she's the girl with the crazy laugh. I mean, how crazy was her? I can't even do it. But she had these bags that were red that she painted with yellow fabric. But I was thinking that's not a good combination. But all right, girl, let's see what happens. And then she makes this feather boa style jacket. I like the way that she styled the model's hair in the two braids that are very popular right now, French braids. Yeah, this was the one that said Big Bird to me. This was a very Big Bird moment.
Yeah,
very messy.
I just thought that this look was a little too many different ideas. I think the model sold it amazingly well. But I'm looking at that, like, not on a model, and I'm just looking at it, I'd be like, I don't know what's going on here. I would scroll right by it if I was shopping, so I'm giving it a 4.
I gave it a 5. I feel like it's this very young look. I feel like it's out there. It's definitely a look. It's kind of like this, in Asia, there's this type of look going on that's like athletic and crazy and young.
Yeah, yeah.
Athletic and crazy?
And 90s throwback. It's a very weird combination, but I've definitely seen it out there. But I feel like it's nothing new. And then I feel like it was kind of a cool idea to make like a fur coat out of feathers, but it wasn't attractive in my opinion. It didn't really work. And, you know, people can do juniors and young stuff, so maybe that's what she does.
Yeah.
But I didn't find it like super tasteful, but like for what it was well done.
Yeah.
So I gave it a 5.
I actually gave it a 5 as well. And I will give her, you know, a bit of positive feedback. The one thing I did like about it is it was fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it was fun when you went down the runway. I didn't particularly like it. As I said, I thought it looked a bit cheap, a bit costumey. I could see
but
where
it
she was.
It wasn't boring.
Wasn't boring. It was fun. At least she's putting a statement out there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. And coming up next, this is a designer we didn't get to know that well yet. Sarah Donofrio. And she did a look that was a top and a bottom, and it was white on top, and then on the bottom was gold, orangey, and pink tones. And this look didn't really talk to me at all. In fact, I would have like walked across the room from it. It doesn't really give me Project Runway. It doesn't give me a style vibe, a girl, a personality. It's kind of like I'm waiting for the next thing.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the next look to come out. It's one of those, like, filler looks if you're watching a fashion show. I'm like, all right, next.
See, I don't even... It was so funny. I had to think, I'm like, who the fuck is Sarah?
Like, yeah, we don't
Sarah,
remember.
I don't remember. I'm like, who's Sarah? Like,
so based
like my biggest
like,
fear in life, not to be noticed.
Yeah, based on not even being noticeable, I'm just going to go for a 3 because it's kind of a throwaway. Like, move on to the next week.
Yeah, it was kind of a throwaway. I gave it a 4. I don't really know why. I think I should give it a 3. The top to me looks really cheap. It just looks like a
coffee filters or something. Like,
I don't know, but it had this gold collar on it. Just kind of looked like a cheap, like, Egyptian costume.
Yeah, dude, yeah.
Halloween.
Or, like, those things that you hit with the stick and the candy.
What? Oh, yeah, all the
pinata!
That's a whole top.
Oh, my God, like, it's just a pinata top.
The skirt was okay. Like, yeah. At least there was some color and some layers and some interesting kind of shapes going on. But essentially, it was just, like, you know, a circle skirt.
Very just arts and crafts, basic.
Yeah. I gave it a 4 as well. Do you know what's funny? It reminds me, because I do red carpet hosting as well.
Yes.
When you don't want to talk to someone on the red carpet, because they're, like, they're basic or they're not a big celebrity, and they just waste footage or waste your time, and you might miss an A-list star. What you do is, so, you turn your back to the carpet, so the publicist won't approach you. And if I saw her walking down the red carpet, I would turn my back so I don't have to interview her.
You got the back turn from Dan.
So she got a back turn from me.
Oh, no.
4 out of 10.
So step it up.
Yes.
That's the stamp of disapproval.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Natalia J-Mag, she has a longer last name, but she has the pink hair on one side and the blue hair on the other side. I think she's cool. Yeah. I like her vibe. Her girl comes out, and she was saying she's like the bride of the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz. I love this look. It was such a runway moment. The fit was cool. I like the proportion. She was thinking about doing shorts in the workroom, but she wound up doing a skirt on the bottom, and I think that was more tasteful. However, I think the shorts could have been a little bit more of a cool-looking girl. I love the sleeves. They were very furry. Mm-hmm. But I feel like this girl's very magnetic. She looked like she would attract your attention. I really responded to her. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I can critique a look and look at the fashion and the draping and the technique. But when I just see it and I just love it, I feel like throwing out a 10.
Yeah.
I just love it. I'm into it. I want her to stay on the show a long time. What did you guys think?
I liked it too. That was my second wow moment on the runway.
Yeah.
I was kind of scared at first because Natalia looks very trendy to me, and I'm not like so down with the trendiness.
Yeah.
And she's got like the pink YRU shoes on, and it's very trendy.
She's a bit too cool to function. I almost don't want to talk to her. She's just like a little too cool.
But so, her attitude, she was nice to people.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But so I was a little like, oh, I wonder if the taste level is going to be like with this girl. She definitely has that like funkier edge to it, but I thought this was totally perfect for the runway.
Yeah, absolutely.
It looked high fashion to me. It like gave me a real Ice Queen like high-end, like the blonde kind of feel. And I thought the styling was good with it, too, because that can go real bad, too,
with the
funky clothes. So I give it an 8.5.
Yeah, I gave it an 8.5 as well. Oh, my God, scores are the same. Oh, my God.
My
God, mine's
all over the place. I don't know.
I know. I literally think, I don't have anything to say, because everything that you said, I would say as well. I'm just going to repeat your comment. So, whatever you said, I say as well.
That was made out of placemats. That silver.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? Next. And then I thought this was interesting that on TV they showed these looks one after the other.
Yeah.
Because the sleeves were so similar.
Mm.
Dexter.
I love the name Dexter.
Dexter, the fashion, I don't know. I want to say like Point Dexter.
That's a show, Dexter. I don't know what Dexter's
at. Dexter's
is that
Laboratory.
That
Dexter, yeah. Well, this was furry sleeves, furry skirt, and that pillowcase again. The pillowcase that Tasha used, he used it. However, it was another cool moment and another good feeling.
Show me a little,
This is cool because the movement of it worked, and it didn't feel like cheap reproduction of stuff. Mm. I love that he quit on the idea of the umbrella in the workroom, and he went with this furry stuff. I think it was a rug.
Yeah.
But it looks expensive and cool, and like Nina said, volume is happening a lot in fashion right now, and why not? It's fun.
Yeah.
I've got to say, I'm just going to nitpick, and I do not want to judge people, but she just seems like a fucking bitch, Nina. Don't you reckon?
I think she's just over it. Like, she's over trying to be cordial to people. She doesn't have time in the day, so she's just honest with people.
Okay.
She's the token Simon Cowell of the group
because
I don't think she's excessively trying to be rude. I think that's just her personality. Because she's just giving you honest criticism.
Well, you know, you've worked on a project. We know we are the after show. We do. And everyone I know that's worked with her, horrible.
I disagree.
I've never heard anyone that's worked. Everyone I know that's worked with Tim and Heidi, floor, like beautiful.
Really? Okay. Because when I talked to Sam and he went on to
Sam Donovan,
All Stars.
He was like, I can't wait to have Nina judge me.
Okay. Ooh.
So he was excited.
I like Nina because she doesn't cut any corners. She's going to give you the opinion right there, right then. However, She's very cool, too. Like, maybe not as much on camera, but when the cameras were off,
okay.
She was coming up and complimenting all the designers. Like, I was wearing an outfit with a handbag on a look where they had to create something where they used all the fabric and there wasn't anything left over. And so they had to come up with a way to use it. And then my designer created this handbag, and she loved it. So
I just think for me, like, I kind of am similar sometimes, where I'm like, I'm critiquing people, and instead of saying, okay, you did a really great job doing this and this and this, but this, you know, that's how, like, people are very careful to say what they feel. I don't mean to make people feel bad, but if you're asking me what a good job you did, I'm going to tell you what you need to improve on.
Yeah, yeah.
So that you can do that. It's to try to help people, but... people don't always respond to that. So.
No, yeah, but it's just interesting just because I just know a few people that haven't had pleasurable experiences with it. But, I thought the look was... It had a bit of a Russian vibe, and I just thought it was a little too much. It was just... I personally get the aesthetic of it, but that's just not my aesthetic, so maybe it's just a taste thing that I'm not responding to.
Well, this is a runway look for sure.
But it's just... I just don't know.
It's not real life.
Yeah. It just looks like she's ready for the snow. But she does look... I get it, but it's just too... True Russian snow. Does it even snow in Russia? I don't even know.
More is not more in this case for Dan.
But yeah, I think it's a little much. Yeah.
All right. Our numbers on this one. I'm going to say 7.
I gave it a 7.5 because I feel it's like above a lot of the other things I rated at 7. Yeah. I think it's runway, but it did have a little taste issue.
Yeah.
Just a hair.
Yeah. Okay. 7 I gave it as well, yeah.
So Rick Villa. This look was another one that I kind of forgot about. He used undeveloped Polaroid film. So it was all white with black straps. And it was one of those looks that, okay, I feel like I've seen this silhouette 200 times.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And even though the model looked really cool, I thought she had the same haircut as Dexter, by the way.
Yes, yes.
I thought they could be a good team. But I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about this one. It is an undeveloped film and an undeveloped look. I'm just going to go with a 5. It's just not that interesting to me.
I gave it a 7. I'm more into this thing, though, too. I love the white, minimalist, futuristic thing. And I think the way that the placement was and the shapes that were created, it was minimal, but it was also adding interest in the right places. So I thought it was expertly done, but it's like nothing we haven't seen before.
Yeah, I gave it a 5.5, so a bit of a difference then. It just annoys me when you are given a challenge and it's your first episode, show who you are as a designer, and you're going to show something that is a filler in your collection. You need to show your grand piece. Why are you showing the filler piece? Show, the end piece on the runway. So, 5.5.
So, let's go to our, one of the not-so-great looks, guys. Ian.
Oh, fuck no.
Let me tell you something about Ian. I really did not like the way that he was so disrespectful to Tim Gunn.
I thought so, too. Absolutely. I thought he was really argumentative.
I was like, excuse your attitude. I didn't even care what he was going to make anymore. I was like, if you're going to act like that in the first day, then don't even be here.
I would say one thing, turn your attitude into gratitude because you're lucky that you're even here. I was like, you're talking to Tim. Like, oh my God, he's one of the most respected men in the fashion industry. How dare you? Like, no.
Yeah.
Bye, Felicia.
Well, I think there's a difference between, like, being argumentative, which I feel like he was being, and also you're welcome to disagree with Tim or disagree with the judges, but in a respectful way that you're taking the criticism. You know what I mean? And I just felt like he was not really just defending himself up there in a respectful way. It was just like a little more like he was pissed off.
Yeah.
And by the way, just to mention, his dress was a shift dress, very basic, not attractive. It didn't show off her body at all. And it was just like things tacked on. It was like she was a walking cork board. Like, let me just tack this up here.
Yeah.
It was like a mood board or a vision board, but not a fleshed out dress. It was like, this is my idea for a dress.
I kind of get, like, I feel like I can see the type of aesthetic he works with, but at the same time, it was so messy to me. Like, this could be kind of like a chic, easy dress, but it just wasn't done well. It ended up looking crafty and messy and askew.
Yeah.
You know.
And I was glad that he went home because I have a problem when people are delusional. Because when you... as designers, you're never going to... No, you can't hit the nail on the head every time. You're going to have a good day, you're going to have a bad day, you're going to have great collections, mediocre collections, but you have to own up and say, okay, look, this wasn't as good of a job, and you need to learn from your mistakes.
Exactly. How can you grow as a designer if you're not... taking the criticism of others, or at least taking it into your mind and thinking, like, what, stepping back away from your creations and saying, what am I doing here and how can I be better next season?
Well, we have to take a step back because we're almost out of time. So we're just going to go through the last few really quickly. Alex Snyder, he had napkins, placemats, silk flowers. It was a fitted top with a full skirt.
Yeah.
Go.
Nothing.
Nothing as
it
well.
It was said nothing to me. It was like, it looked like a bunch of placemats on a table mat glued together.
It looked like a ballet costume.
No shape.
No shape. Yeah,
just kind of.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I liked it better in the workroom. You can tell that he has technique.
Yeah.
But I think with what he ended up with was like, okay.
I think he could have done away with the blue placemats on top. It would have been better without it.
I liked how he had them placed before. The proportions and stuff weren't right.
I'm going to go with a 5 because it's neither here nor there for me.
4.5. I think Alex is just lucky that Ian did a crapper job. Yeah. So Alex can stay.
Someone else did worse.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but my
that's
God.
Not good to be on the project. Like, oh, yeah, someone then, did a little, you know.
Next, we have Cornelius. He used paper plates and silk flowers, and it was just a lot of green plates everywhere. Somebody else referred to it as toenail clippings. it didn't really say designer to me. It said design school.
Yeah.
Design school.
Just giving it a 3 because it didn't say anything really about designer. It just was like something put on something else, like slapped up.
I think there was some thought there. I give it a 5 just because it's like you said, design school. Like, yeah he's a student or whatever. Yeah. Like, level.
He's young.
But there's some thought, and I like how the flowers were placed in the collar and mm-hmm. that he was trying to do something that didn't look like plates.
I hated it. Yeah. So I gave it a 2. That color. I just thought so cheap. So design school.
Cheap looking. Yeah. Nina's least favorite thing.
It reminded me of like my last year of high school when everyone used to do their fashion shows and they're coming down the runway. And horrible. It was like a Mean Girls thing, and you're just like, oh my God, is that what they're putting for the final piece.
I mentioned this girl earlier, Lawrence. She's a former model turned designer.
Yeah.
But she made this dress, and it was just, I really wanted something cool from her because, hey, I'm a model, and I wanted her to, like, represent for us.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, not this time. I'm looking forward to next week. But it was just a basic, it looked like muslin, and the dress was a little too short for me, and it was like, it was all about the accessories more than the dress, but I hope that she made the accessories from the materials. I don't know.
I don't know, but the necklace thing, it looks cool, but it's just necklaces, so you didn't really transform that. And then I like the toothpick idea on the waist, but she should have, like, painted it.
It looked unfinished to me.
Because it was all, like, she did a lot of meticulous work, and she made this pattern out of it, but then, like, you can't see it.
Do you know what? I think I'm going to throw her a bone. I just think that she really struggled using unconventional materials.
Possibly. Yeah, let's see what she has.
I think she's very. I've looked at a lot of stuff, her portfolio stuff, and she's very talented. I just think this is really out of her realm.
Sometimes you just have a miss.
So I think she just missed today. But yeah, looking forward to seeing much more from her.
I'm just going to say 4.
4, yeah, give her 4 as well.
4.
4, 4, 4. Let's all give it 4s. Let's all match.
Okay, we have 2 more to talk about real fast. Kimber, she used tote bags, placemats, and gold stars. And I think this was a cool shape. It was kind of an oversized dress. Mm. It was one of those that came out on the runway and you kind of forgot about it. Again, another forgettable one.
Another turn of the red carpet. She's walking down the red carpet. Turn around, so I don't have to interview her.
But I think she was going somewhere with it. So I give her a 5.5 because I think she could do something cooler next time.
I gave it a 2. There's nothing there for me. The shape, it's like if you gave your 5-year-old, you know, some craft.
It's like the little girl on Instagram that makes dresses from paper.
There's no shape. There's no thought to me. You know, if I was given a texture or something, I would make, you know, shapes or something. Not just like, hi, I'm slapping on these, you know.
Another slap and tickle. I'm
slapping.
Slap and set.
Yeah, beat arts and craft vibe, but not the worst. So safe.
Then we're going to just talk about Linda. This is the last designer. It's another forgettable piece. I'm sorry to say. It's all white, which on TV doesn't really translate.
I'm so over
peplum. She's the oldest designer here, and actually her look did not look old. It looked young and vibrant, but it was not interesting. It had a cool detail on the hips, and that's all I can really say. Again, it's just kind of meh. 4.
It's kind of cool. I would like to know exactly what she used, because I think she just used paper on the top, but whatever technique it was, I liked it. But it looks pretty ready to wear.
Yeah.
Like Nasty Gal.
A very ancestral vibe, actually.
Yeah.
12 lines from Australian design,
But I have a feeling,
I'm just being a hater. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I have a feeling, like, I really, like, root for the older ladies, because I don't think it always has to be a young person's game.
No,
But she has good technique, you can tell.
I always have this feeling that they're, like, going to look dated, their stuff.
Yeah.
You know? So I really am interested to see what she'll come up with next.
Yeah, it kind of,
could go there.
Yeah, I really liked it, but it did remind me of Assassin Vibe piece that is on sale. That didn't sell because it was originally $800, but now it's going to be down to $320.
Yeah, no, it was cool.
But you're like, okay, I can get that for $320, $280, but you wouldn't pay the $800 full tag for it. Yeah.
So the top 3 Aaron, Dexter, and Tasha. Bottom three, Roberry, Brick, and Ian. Ian is out, and I have to say, it made it hard to like him because he has such a stinky attitude. But Aaron is the winner!
Yes. I think it was very clear. It was obviously. Obviously Aaron, and it was obviously Ian that had to go, so I was very happy with the decision.
And thank you for watching. We had to kind of do a quick recap today, but we'll be here next time. And where can everybody find you guys online?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Uberest.
And you can find me on Instagram at Dan Babic, and find me on Twitter at Dan Babic with an underscore after that.
Oh, with an underscore after that.
Yes, yes.
You guys can find me everywhere on social media at The Runway Queen. I also have Snapchat now, so check it out. And we'll be recapping the fashion, the feels, and the drama next time.
You don't want to miss it, guys. Woo! Bye!
Bye!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.